This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. How are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Doing great. Doing great. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Better now that you're here.
Oh, wow.
You are. Hang with you for a few minutes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So, it has been a minute. Like, last time that I was with you, I'm going to say that it was over a year ago.
And live, yeah.
Live, exactly.
Yeah.
It was over a year ago. And at the time, I remember that we made a very bold prediction that deposits were going to start disappearing from credit unions.
And that prediction is coming true, sir.
Exactly. Well, I was going to say that I was wrong in the sense that we said in the next 2-3 years, this is going to happen, and we were wrong because it's happening right now.
Yeah.
You know, we just saw it coming. We realized that the indicators were there, with the inflation, with the recessionary fears and whatnot. And I mean, it's not the type of thing that sometimes you are happy to be right, but we were right.
Yeah. So you're going to be participating in a session a bit later.
Yes.
So can you share with us the subject matter of the session and what's going to be talked about on stage?
Well, we are talking about using data to beat the recessionary fears.
Ah, yes.
You know, how do you use data to prepare for a recession and whatnot? Of course, I'm going to focus primarily on deposit because, as you know, we are the deposit champions.
There you are.
So, of course, that's what I'm going to be focusing on. But overall, it is the center theme for my part is going to be a little story about a small bookseller that in the year 2000, when the recession crisis happened, this bookseller had the audacity to go to the market and raise $650 million. Everyone laughed at him because why would an internet company wants to have cash at hand when in reality investors are throwing money at the internet companies and whatnot? Why would they pay what they pay for the money when in reality there were a lot cheaper funds, forms of financing and whatnot? That internet company, that small bookseller was called Amazon. So
I had a feeling you're going down that road, Morris.
So it is Amazon. The interesting thing is that because they have this war chest, because they had the cash at hand, they were able, just a few months later, 2-3 months later, the recession, it wasn't even the recession, but the internet bubble burst. Lots of companies disappeared. Yeah, they were able to acquire a lot of companies and whatnot and a lot of technologies. That's what they are today. So because recession is coming, the one thing that I would say is credit unions have to be smart and start to actively managing their deposits. It cannot be continued to be price takers in the sense that when I'm pricing X product, I do it because that's what the competition is doing and I'm just looking at the rate. They may have totally different funding needs. Yeah. They may have totally different structure. Yeah. You have to start pricing the deposits in a way that really respond to your needs. You need to know not that how much the portfolio went up, because for example, a typical story is they tell you that they had a very successful campaign because they raised their I'm going to say the CD portfolio. Oh, we did a campaign, we raised $36 million in the CD that we did. Perfect. How much of that was new money? You know, how much of that what you did was cannibalize your money market? And this is something that everyone in your audience is probably very familiar with, because it's happening right now.
Yeah.
So ultimately, what you did is not advance the agenda of the credit union. What you did was increase your marginal cost of funds. So being smart about deposits and being smart about how you manage your portfolio, yeah, it is what I'm going to be talking
That's
about.
That's funny that you talked about that, because I've been researching CDs lately as well, and I'm seeing on a number of websites, like if you're a new member or a new customer, that will give you this special rate,
yes,
or a higher rate than maybe established members or or customers of a bank or a credit union. So that's funny that you say that, because they want the new money. They want the new deposits.
Exactly.
Rather, I mean, the current stuff they have obviously is very important, but the new stuff, you know, the new money, the new funds coming in is just as, if not more.
You use a perfect example, because one of the things that we do, that we say to our existing client base, is that, for example, the emphasis is always in new customer acquisition. Most of the new money that comes into the organization come from the existing customers. If we're going to go into a recession, how you're going to differentiate who are those customers that you have to nurture and support and whatnot? How do you strengthen the relationship that you have with certain part of your portfolio in order to attract more new money in a cheaper version, that is the acquisition of new customer. Customer acquisition is critical, it's important, I'm not putting it down. That is what maintains the sustainability of the business. But it cannot be just about new customer acquisition.
Yeah.
You have to take better care of the members that you already have.
So how are you guys at Flow Tracker working with Trellis in this area? How are you, and then obviously the ultimate beneficiary is the credit union. So how are you guys working together to benefit the credit union?
Because we are one of the Trellis partners, the thing that Trellis does is the credit unions, we take advantage of the fact that Trellis have this data warehouse, and we can connect to the data warehouse. We consume very little data, but the fact that it allows us to produce, to work faster at scale, due to the partnership with Trellis. So Trellis customers also get a special rate for our services, so this is the time to take advantage
of that. I think so, yeah, timing is everything, and you guys are spot on,
thank
as
you.
Usual there at Flow Networks. And so, and getting back to your session, what do you want to, what's the big goal for you guys in this session? What do you want the audience to take back from your part of the
Part of the conversation, my part of the presentation, the one takeaway is, this is a time for active deposit management. So at Flow Tracker, we are all about active deposit management. That's what I believe that the future is. From the relationship perspective, from the increasing profitability, from the issue of retaining members, and also increasing the membership with the customers that you actually want, you know, so that's what I want to the audience to take away.
Yes, I think they will, for sure. Last question for you. Give us a quick elevator speech on Flow Tracker.
Flow Tracker, we drive deposit acquisition, deposit retention, pricing strategies through making it easier for the credit unions to understand where the money is coming from, going to, or the product substitution. And that's what we call active deposit management.
Gotcha. Well done. Okay. You guys do that very, very well. And
thank you.
And partnering with folks like Trellis to help create.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. I think that is a very interesting partnership, because it allows more credit unions to take advantage of our ready-built systems right away. Yep. So it's a speed to market.
That's the name of the game these days. Oh my gosh, almost like 90% of interviews I do, speed comes up.
There you go.
We
gotta
be fast.
I was
today.
Listening to you, I guess.
Gotta be fast today. All right, boys, I'm going to let you get back at it, because I think
you.
There's some people around. And thank you for all the hard work that you guys
thank
do.
Thank you very
the
much.
Industry.
I appreciate it.
Boris Masip from Flow Tracker Analytics Incorporated. Go check him out, doing some good stuff.
Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.